Hey, Steepies! So we were invited to the exclusive unveiling of the newly renovated Dusk Hotel in Gutter City, and we were blown away! We know a lot of you will be crowding into Mart's Fine Jewelers to sneak a peek at the Steelswell Diamond, or grabbing some of Hathaway's seasonal pumpkin spice geta. Delish and nutrish, by the way. But trust us, you have to stop by the second floor bathrooms. Not only are the toilets charming and comfortable, but the new vitrified pebble mosaic tile floor is incredible. Italian tile artisan Luca Esposito was brought out of retirement just for this showstopper, which he calls my final work, my masterpiece, my perfect floor. We never thought we'd see an original Esposito floor with our own eyes, but luckily, we here at Steepy Watch never know when to stop dreaming.
Pollen broth. My throat has become so dry. Fetch me the pollen broth. Shukles? Shukles, fetch the pollen broth. I must weave. Oh, that's much better. Another chapter unveils itself to me and thus to you.
Real?
I can't tell you. You're not in it.
You're not allowed.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
So badly to be in it, Justin. But
I know. But no one. I just have to have this one space that's just mine. You know.
Yeah, sure.
That was Shukles speaking through me, Justin. I couldn't.
Welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase, Episode 8. I am your game master, Justin McElroy. You already know Travis and Griffin and Dad, of course. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, welcome. What a wild choice you've made. You are on top of the roof of the Dusk Hotel. Who's up here?
Montrose.
Montrose is up here. Montrose, you've just met Jacques Rouge.
You're going to need to say that name two or three more times from
Jacques Rouge.
Jacques Red Rouge. Jack.
Got you.
Jacques Rouge.
Got it.
Hello. My name is Jacques Rouge. And if you listen to me, you may just survive the night.
Oh, boy.
There's three people up here with Jacques Rouge, and they are standing in a circle going over a plan. And then almost as soon as he says, if you listen to me, you may survive the night, one of these three silhouettes takes a misstep and begins to fall off of the roof.
I catch them. By the shirt. By the front of the shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. Vogel, please watch your step. Sorry, this is Vogel. Vogel, sir. What is your name? New candidate.
Well, my name is Wimberly Goodparty. And, are we doing... Oh, I'm sorry. Are we supposed to do, like... Oh, okay, hold on. My name is the Phantom. I have stolen many treasures from the king, and I am
okay. It's a pleasure to meet you. Let me introduce the rest. The less we know about each other, the better. It will make our hiding and disappearance. And thus, the less we know, the less can be.
Don't want to get don't want to get pinched.
So you know some of the lingo going in. This is wonderful. Let me introduce you. This you have already met is Vogel.
Everyone in the group is wearing these cabbie hats, and there is a a mask that's black cloth just under their eyes and hanging down over their face.
This is Vogel. Vogel tips his hat to you. This is Tonio. Tonio tips his hat to you. And this is Funny Man.
Yes, it's me, Funny Man, and I'm ready to do a crime with you.
I have tried to tell Funny Man this is not appropriate for the crime, but he insists that this character, he insists he is Funny Man.
Well, it takes all kinds, doesn't it? It takes a village to steal.
Yes, it takes all kinds to create a little bit of chaos.
I am so sorry about the Funny Man. We have tried to speak with him about the secrecy of this operation, and he refused.
Well, don't expect me to keep tabs on Funny Man, because I'm hard. I'll kill him.
Whoa.
If he gets out of line, he's toast, baby.
Whoa. Wimberly is cold-blooded.
Did we, were we supposed to talk to someone about getting the hats?
Oh, of course. Here. No one look at... What was it again?
I said the Phantom, but I regretted that immediately. I think just call me Wimberly.
This is your name?
Yes. But I'll be honest with you, I get confused. So if you call me something else, I might not get it. And if we're in the heat of the moment, I need to know when the boss is giving me orders. So Wimberly will do just fine.
It actually makes sense, Griffin, because if you called yourself the Phantom, you'd be on, as near as I could tell, the fifth tier of obfuscation of your actual identity, Griffin.
Yes,
McElroy.
Sure.
We are so many layers deep at this point.
Yeah, we're going to go with Wimberly. Good party.
Wimberly.
And it's a great name.
Wimberly. Welcome. We are just about to begin. I have laid out the plan. Do you wish to hear more, or shall we begin?
Still waiting on that hat.
Okay. Yeah, he digs into his pocket and gets out a hat and a mask for you to put on.
He sprays it out like they do when they, like, loan out, shoes at a bowling alley.
I apologize. I did not think you would require a mask, seeing as you are already wearing a mask. But I have the mask already. This is fine.
Thank you. Yeah, my mask has a mask attachment, so.
Interesting. Like adding a smaller vacuum to a bigger vacuum.
All right, so what's the
Wait, right, so can I ask you a question? Because I think I remember this from our first thing. We have like earpieces or something, right? Like
Yeah.
Okay, we're in this communication.
We have assumed communication between you guys, unless I say otherwise. I just think it's cleaner, and it's so irritating that everyone does hear and then pretending they don't hear. Okay, so you're privy to this.
So what's the plan? Am I the body? Because I did a little bit of gymnastics in high school.
The plan is you follow my lead and you do not die.
Sounds good to me. You lead the way. I'm right behind you. Can we do a quick prayer before we start?
I pray to Loki, the god of chaos. Mwah!
Okay,
Thank you.
Can do that over there, behind the AC unit, and we'll do a normal. We'll do a normal prayer to Jesus Christ.
Please bless the chaos I'm about to create, and help my Uncle Jeff with his arthritis.
Dear Lord,
I love Funny Man.
Dear Lord, first off, please help Loki. Please help Funny Man's Uncle Jeff with his arthritis. It sounds like it's really bugging him. And let us have a good time today. Have a great time. Keep us safe. And let us get away with this diamond.
You see Jacques Rouge walk to the edge of the roof and jump off.
Oh, and sorry for the crime we're about to do. Okay, bye. Amen. I mean, not bye. Amen.
It's fine. I know what you meant.
I go and look over the roof and see where he just jumped.
You see Jacques standing on a fire escape outside a window. You should all see the Dusk Hotel. I think I've shown you a handout. I've pressed the button 5 times, so you may have five versions of it.
Just
for you to have a reference here. So here's the deal. I'm going to be conducting this from Jacques' perspective and conducting this heist as Jacques would do it. And as you know, whatever is supposed to happen here is scripted. You would know this. So I don't want it to feel railroady to you, but you have to understand there are tracks.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I am relying on you all to, at any point you wish, to alter or deviate from the plan. Jacques is not in charge. He is here with you. I mean, he is in charge within this, but like you guys are the stars, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a costumed murder mystery.
I want to say I am in love with this idea and I cannot wait.
Yeah. Now, did we know the script ahead of time?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't know. I mean, you know, you have some information because of the research that you have done.
Right.
You know a little bit about it, but that is about the facilities. Okay. Does that make sense? Like, less about the crime, but you know about the building that you're in. You learn that from scoping things out.
I follow him very, I would say, carefully and faux clumsily down the fire escape.
Justin, I have one kind of like situational clarification.
Please.
And I think that this question, the distinction between these two, will make sense to you. Is this experience designed for the new in town person to be like an escape room where solutions are not obvious? Or is it made to be like Sleep No More, where the cue came from over there, that's the door, this is significant, right?
I think you wouldn't necessarily know that when you signed up for it. Uh-huh. I think you're signing up for it like you would sign up for an excursion on a cruise.
Okay.
Like, participate in a thrilling heist.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You lower yourself in the fire escape. Vogel, Funny Man, and Antonio all follow.
Who's the cute one?
Well, they're wearing masks. Butt is Antonio. best feet, Vogel.
Most likely to succeed, Funny Man.
You all lower yourself onto the fire escape.
I believe the window we require is this here.
And he points at one of the windows, and notices that it is. He tries to open the sash, and it is locked.
Yes, this would have been too easy, I suppose.
I reach into my backpack and pull out a brick. I have this.
Yes, this should work. It should be fine.
We should check for traps, though, huh?
Check with the trap.
What if the window has a bomb on it?
This would make your brick idea very bad.
Ah, yeah.
Anyone have any other thoughts than the brick? The brick was great, but
hold on to it, you know?
I have, oh, man.
Yeah.
A lot of voices.
Welcome to the fun.
I got something.
That's Vogel.
Okay,
I got something.
And Vogel reaches into his pocket and pulls out a glass cutter. It's circular and with a suction thing in the center. It's
like a
suction cup with like a glass cutting device around it.
I got this glass cutter from a friend of mine. I could use it on the window maybe, because it could be rigged. And if we make a big noise, it's not great, right? Yes, this is very wise of you. Let's try this. Have you used this before?
No, I've never tried it, but I'll give it a whirl.
And Vogel goes over to the glass and puts the suction cup on it and starts cutting.
Can I take a look at the glass and use my keen thieves' senses to see if I detect any wires, any stuff that might give us away here?
Why don't you use a survey?
Survey, yeah. Position?
Risky, because he's about to do it.
Okay.
But it is standard.
Okay. No bonus dice. We'll just see what happens. Straight up and down, one roll. That's a 4. That's a mixed success.
With a mixed success, you do see that there is, that the thing is trapped. However, it took you long enough to make that assessment that you can't stop Vogel before he starts cutting.
Okay.
So you see him spinning slowly, 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 and then eventually cuts through a circle in the glass, a perfect circle, and pops it out with the suction cup. And there's a small hole.
I'm the smallest of the group. I should be able to reach in and unlock it. Ah!
Why don't... I would actually... I feel like this is my calling. I think I can do this.
Well, let's flip for it.
Okay.
Do you have a coin?
I do not. I have a brick.
Well, go ahead then.
Okay, call the brick in the air. One of these sides is a little bit rougher than the other.
No,
the other
just go ahead and open it. What's more chaotic than changing my mind?
Okay. I'm going to reach into the hole on this window on the... What floor are we on?
Second.
Second floor on the east side of the building. And I'm going to put my hand in the hole. And I'm going to look out for any traps that might be here. And then I'm going to open the window from inside and try not to set off any traps. Here I go.
That seems directed at someone, but who? I want to do a flashback to positioning stuff.
Okay.
So we have Benson there. And I...
Who is Benson? Remind everyone.
He's the asset that Beef procured and paid extra to not be a complete dunce for help with the job.
Ah, Benson, yes.
Yes. And I think role one for Benson is to be an external scout across the street.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on the side of the building and radioing to the rest of us anything that he sees. And I think I can't speak to where Montrose is, or Emmerich, but I think Beef is going to be... Is there like an event happening at the hotel during this?
You know what? Actually, with your with the role that you did last time, where you did some like intelligence gathering, you there is a wedding happening tonight in the Hall of Mirrors. You do know that that is happening.
It's a wild fucking place to get married.
No, I bet it's a beautiful space.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
You want to see it?
And plus, with the with the mirrors, you can decorate less, and it will seem fuller.
Yeah, it's a, here. There's the hall mirrors. It's like a beautiful. Wow. It's a beautiful event space. And there's what looks to be windows all around, but they're actually mirrors, which gives the illusion of like more light in there, and it's open. It's really beautiful. But
which floor is that on?
That is on the first floor.
So I'm gonna say that Beef is insinuating himself as a wedding guest, is going to be a wedding crasher present at the wedding.
Beef's at the wedding. Perfect. Emmerich, let's establish your position. Where are you at?
Well, I think Emmerich has just been wandering around, kind of casing the joint. I think he's been actually looking for hard light projections to, you know, now with his ghost mind ability to just kind of sense where they are. So I think he's just been doing a general canvas through the hotel, because when you're wearing coveralls, people assume you are supposed to be there. And I think he's been kind of waiting for the oh-so-subtle signal that Montrose just gave. And on hearing that, makes his way up to... I'd say he makes his way up to the second floor on the east side.
Okay. I don't know. You've just made up east and west. This is all great. I don't know. I'm not going to keep track of that, but you can go up to the second floor. You're up there. It's like a this is like offices, you know, like this is how the place functions. So you've got on the upper level, there is the sort of like offices, the stuff that makes the hotel work, right? The lower level is the public areas, right? Shops, restaurants, Smart's Fine Jewelers, Hathaway Diner, the Hall of Mirrors, all on the first level. And then the underbelly, the basement level, would be where you know that the trucks and what have you are. So you're about to reach in to open the window. Are you going to do something, Emmerich?
So Montrose can hear him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wimberly, can you be a little more specific about which room you that are so trying specific. To enter?
Dear Lord, I am about to open this window. I want to feel your presence in the room. And it's on the corner of the building, Lord, so if you can occupy that space on the east side of the building, Lord. I'm new to this, Lord. I don't know if you need sort of specific...
So we have to move.
Okay.
Emmerich goes to that room.
Okay. Emmerich, judging by the number of windows that he went, and it's dimly lit up here. There's not a lot. Most of the staff is working the wedding, so there's not a lot of people up here. So you're sort of like casually walking down the hall, and because you don't want, I know that you don't want to draw attention to yourself. And when you pass the room that he is about to open, the window to, what you see is three guards who are sitting and monitoring the events that are going on throughout the hotel. The technology that you see there, I'll go ahead and show this to you guys too. This is not Gutter City tech.
Wow.
This is a security office that they are about to enter.
Is it tech like we've seen in Steeplechase before?
You wouldn't have seen much of it, no. But you know enough about the world to know that this is not for show. This is not part of show.
And they're about to climb through a window into this room?
Unless somebody does something.
abort. This is whatever deity it is you're pretending to pray to. But it's really me, Emmerich. You do not go through this window. Do not go through the window.
I pull my hand out. My hand burns, which I think is a sign from the Lord that this is not actually the right room for us to be breaking into right now. And I am going to be adamant about this. I think maybe a different means of entry would be prudent.
You would have also seen, by the way, Emmerich, as you were walking through the hallway, you've also seen that right before this guard station, there was a bathroom.
Okay.
May I suggest you choose the window off to the side, to the other side mm-hmm. of the corner?
Yeah, that sounds great, Lord. So if we look, actually, I don't want to be a bossy Rossi, but if we go down a couple windows there, there's a restroom facility that I think would be a much smoother entry point.
Oh, you've passed my first test. Excellent.
Oh, great.
Yes, I wanted to see what you were made of. The bathroom, yes, would make a much more fitting entry point. Let's try that. Vogel, if you'll be so kind.
Yeah, no problem.
And Vogel goes over to the other window and does the exact same thing again.
Are they, like, on a balcony of some sort?
They are on a fire escape.
Great. And they are as yet unnoticed.
As yet.
Okay, great.
The security guards rolled over here on my side, and they did not notice the glass going out, so nice. You're good.
In the Hall of Mirrors, I want to set myself up for success.
Do it.
I like
cutting back and forth. We don't need to see Vogel open that up again. If you want to do something, do it.
I want to find, like, the grandfather of, like, the bride or groom. I want to find, like, an old slouchy man.
You want to find an old slouchy man at this wedding? Oh, Trav, you got your pick, bud. There's several old slouchy men.
Who's the slouchiest?
Oh, God, Trav, that's slouchy is hard to quantify. I mean, are they just a few?
Stoopy.
Want Stoopy.
Stoopy, slouchy. Before.
Yeah.
He stooped. He slouched.
Okay.
Bad posture.
Okay. Yeah, you see him. He's sitting by himself at one of the tables while everybody else is slow dancing to a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square in the center of the room. You see just this old bean maybe like staring into his whiskey glass and slouching for days. I mean, this slouch, forget about it.
I'm going to approach him. I'm going to sit next to him.
Yeah, what do you want, big guy?
Hey, friend. Couldn't help but notice over here.
Wait a minute. I know you.
Yes, that's right. It's me. Beef Punchley.
Beef Punchley, I was about to, I remember it.
The mountain of meat. Yep, the slamming slab. America's ham. Beef Punchley.
All right, now I'm drinkly, and I'd like you to leave.
Well, let me tell you, friend. Let me tell you. I noticed, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You've got yourself some posture issues.
Yeah, well, that's the last thing on my mind right now.
Oh, my friend, you don't realize the connection. That the way you hold your body goes with the way you hold your mind.
Wow, that seems like a lot of new age bullshit to me.
Well, I understand that you're upset, but trust me. Listen, I'm recently.
This is why I don't prepare.
It's good.
Yeah. What's the point of preparing?
No point. Yeah,
Travis is going to be like, I want to teach this guy over here the Alexander.
Yeah, right. Okay. You gotta think lengthening. Lengthening. You don't actually have to do it. I've recently set up at Punch and Stuff, the gym downtown. I'm working as a personal trainer. And listen, with just like one or two sessions, I think I could fix a lot of your issues.
Trav, I want you to roll for consort, I think, or persuade. What do you think? Persuade, right? Persuade.
Yeah, I'm going with sway.
Sway, thank you. Forgot the word. Sway. The danger here is that if this doesn't work out, he's going to start to get like, it's going to be a little weirder that you're here.
Okay, right? So risky.
You are already someone who is not the easiest to sneak around, right? You're
correct.
Beef Punchley. So your presence is going to be more notable if this doesn't work.
Is it risky then?
It is risky, yeah.
Effect standard.
You know what? I'm actually going to say this is controlled because if it doesn't work, you could theoretically try again. And that's my metric. So
okay.
We're going to call it controlled standard.
That was a 3 and a 2.
Two.
And it's a zero dice roll, so it's a 2.
Yeah.
Listen, Beef, says it loud. Listen to me, Beef. I don't need to fix my posture. I'm doing just fine over here.
Okay, listen. I absolutely understand. This one's for free. Just keep your chin up. You know what I mean? Keep your chin up. And listen, Beef demonstrates, lifts his chin up, looks at him.
Like, just like this? He kind of lifts his chin up. This is better a little bit.
Okay, just remember that. And Beef walks away.
Okay. Smart to not push your luck there.
Yeah.
Do you have something else you want to do right now, or do you want to pan away to somebody else?
That's all I wanted to do.
Okay. Griff, are you going to try to open this window sash?
Can Emmerich do something first?
Please.
Okay. Emmerich pulls the lower part of his cowl up so that it's covering his mouth and nose.
Okay.
And uses the Give a Ghost projector to make a very rudimentary looking plunger. And he's going to stand outside of the bathroom door and say, I don't know what that person had for dinner, but whew, that's nasty in there. I'm afraid I can't let anybody in until we get this this all straightened out.
Okay, so Dad is announcing that the bathroom is closed to no one.
with his bonus follow plunger.
You never know.
Now, I want you to tell me, the only room you know has people in it is the room with three guards. I need you to tell me that you're going to go in the guard room and tell them they can't use the bathroom.
No, no, he's just going to position himself outside. And
who
if
are you
somebody,
talking to,
no,
Rick?
it's a prepared action to tell people that someone dropped the deuce so stinky and dense,
yeah,
that the plunger couldn't handle it, and if they go in there, they're in danger.
Okay,
I'm just trying to keep anybody from discovering
he's
ready. The window.
I'm not going
to
make you roll for this because like you're not necessarily talking to anybody. The guards may have heard you talking out there, and one might come to investigate. Is that what you want to happen? I want to know your outcome.
I want him to be positioned there so that if anybody comes up, he can keep somebody from coming in the bathroom while the crew is coming through the window.
It's okay. Like when you're at a bar and there's no doors on the stalls, and so you get a bro to stand in front of the bathroom.
What I need you guys to do for this, if you can, is to think in terms of goals rather than actions, right? If I know what you're trying to do, then I can facilitate.
Well, my goal is to keep people from interrupting them as they're coming through the window.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I don't think you have to roll against that right now. It's just a guy with a plunger, and there's no one trying to use the potty, so you're fine right now.
If there's a hole in the door, I'm going to open the sash.
Okay.
Or if there's a hole in the window, I'm going to open the sash.
You open the sash, and silently, and you sneak in through the, or I guess, do you go through the window?
Yeah, I don't mind going first. I don't really. After what just happened, where they're like, first things first, let's break into the security office with the armed guard. I know now not to trust anybody here, so I do not mind taking point.
Okay.
You wish to take the lead. Go right ahead, Wimberly.
Okay. Make sure you don't step in the bowl. Don't fall in. And I climb in through the window.
And I think the rest of the guys lower themselves in here as well.
Okay. So what's the plan? Are we party guests? Are we... this is a hotel. Could we not have just walked in the front door?
No, we are going down.
You notice that the bathroom has, like, tiles on it. And one is loose, as if someone has been in here working on this for a little while. One is loose, and you hear him say,
"Antonio, remove the panel."
Antonio comes with a knife, and he starts digging out the panel. And he, so far, is doing it pretty quietly, but it's not the fastest work. So you're just sort of watching him carve one of these tiles out. Tiles are probably like 2x2. If that gives you a frame of reference for how big we're thinking here.
Two,
the lights are still off.
2 inches?
The lights were off.
2 feet.
In the, 2 feet.
Okay.
The lights are off in here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll help.
They were off in the security room too, but the way the monitors were oriented, you couldn't see that through the window. But luckily,
because
Emmerich saw, you guys didn't fall right into that situation.
Okay. Can I give you a little bit of help, Antonio?
Hmm. Tonio nods. Tonio doesn't talk.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Convenient.
Isn't that weird?
That's pretty wild, yeah.
You hit the three-voice limit, man.
Three-voice limit. Tonio don't talk.
What have you learned from listening to The Adventure Zone? Well, sometimes you could just make a completely silent character. Well, it's brilliant. I love it.
It's great.
I pull out a really cool knife.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I start to...
And you see Tonio look at your knife, and he gives you, like, a thumbs up, like, cool knife.
It's actually like a... What's the tiny katana? Like a tiny katana? Wakizashi? Wakizashi?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do yourself whatever you want.
I pull one of those out of my sleeve.
Add that to your load, please.
Yeah.
Because you went in normal.
Yeah, true. Okay, I'll add that to my load.
Or no,
I went in light.
You went in light. Yeah. You went in light.
I don't mind spending one of my load on a small katana, and I start to help pry it off.
Okay. And you are helping to pry it off. Unless somebody else is doing something right now, we'll just let that proceed.
Okay.
And you have carved out a hole in the tile, and you lift the tile up, and beneath you see, I mean, exactly what you would expect to see, right? There's joists, there's some plumbing, but there is enough sort of room that you could shimmy into this space underneath the bathroom floor.
Okay. So we're just supposed to climb into this hole, into sort of the gully works, the building, and climb down? Where are we trying to get to, Jacques?
We are trying to reach Mart's Fine Jewelers. It is on the lower level, and if my calculations are correct, we will be lowering ourselves directly into the jewelry store.
So this little passageway goes down directly to the jewelry store.
This is my understanding, if our contacts are good.
Okay.
And our inside people are reporting correctly. And these men, I trust them to the ends of the earth. These are my most trusted advisors, and they have told me that we're going to lower directly into the jewelry store, and I feel like I'm guilting the little, a little bit,
considering...
So I'm going to go ahead and stop talking.
Yeah. Do I know, like, I feel like I should be able to cross-reference this with the pre-pro that we did on this job to know if that's remotely fucking true, or if this is going to lead us down into, like, the KB Toys that's down there, or another sub-security station.
I can't just let you know the whole layout of the whole thing, or you would have known that that was not the security office. That was the it was.
That's
it
fair.
Was
that's a, fair. That's a good point.
But I could maybe if some. Here's the way I'm going to justify it. You guys do have this institutional knowledge. You are somewhat disoriented because you have come in from the roof and everything's backwards. But if one of your partners could assist, that would probably help you to get your okay. to help you to locate.
Okay. Dear Lord, if you could move down.
Praying. Always with the praying.
Well, it worked out the first time, didn't it? So if that doesn't make a true believer out of you, I don't know what will.
This is fair.
So yeah, we're going to, dear Lord, if you could, we're good on the bathroom. You can leave the bathroom, Lord. First level, we're going to climb right down. Just, I don't know really how to pray for this, but if you could just... really make sure that we are directly above Mart's Fine Jewelers. That would be great stuff for me. Thank you, Father.
You pray all you want, but my God says it's time to go.
And Funny Man starts lowering himself into the hole. If you're going to do something, you need to act quickly.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
You probably already have a favorite animal. Maybe it's a powerful apex predator like the tiger or a cute and cuddly panda. And those are great. But have you considered something a little more unconventional?
Could I perhaps interest you in the Greenland shark, which can live for nearly 400 years? Or maybe the jewel wasp, who performs brain surgery on cockroaches to control their minds?
On Just the Zoo of Us, we review animals by giving them ratings out of 10 in the categories of effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics. Listen with friends and family of all ages to find your new favorite animal with Just the Zoo of Us on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Hello, I'm a stuffy dowager countess.
Travis?
I'm judging everybody's manners.
Oh, no. Schmanners isn't judgy. It's about teaching you to be your best self and be a little more confident when you enter social situations that you don't understand, and maybe also teach you a little bit about history you didn't know or give you interesting things to talk about at parties.
Yeah, like the secret life of Emily Post.
Or like why wristwatches are the way that they are.
We can talk about table manners from the Victorian era.
Sure, or what it's like to attend a Regency ball.
Yeah.
You can find all that and more if you listen to Schmanners on Maximum Fun or wherever your podcasts come from, I guess.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Benson, come in, Benson.
Yeah, what's going on?
From their
position. It's cold out of here. You didn't tell me it would be cold.
I did. I told you to wear a jacket, and you said a light flannel will be fine. And I said, no, it's not. This is, anyways. I want you, so from their positioning where they went in through the window, are they directly above the fine jewelry store?
The lights are off. It's real hard to tell.
Okay, but just look at, like, the signage on the window, because they would have displays outside, like, on the front of the window. Just look at the positioning.
I thought they would, but they don't.
Benson.
I just can't tell which room is which.
Get closer and look.
He's on the roof of the adjoining building. You stationed him in an exterior
place. I stationed him on ground level. I want him, like, standing across. If he's up on the roof, then he's in a position
okay, so
not
you
to, like,
stationed
help
him
us.
On ground level. He could do this. The problem is he doesn't know which room is the jewelry store.
And there really is no signage outside. This is not a situation of Benson
nope.
being a dunce. This is...
No.
Okay.
And the ground level, like, the shop would not be a great... Think, Trav, like, more like a shopping center, like, you know what it is. I mean, it's the Netherland Plaza, right?
Oh, okay,
so there's not it. Necessarily the signage outside. It's more of an interior, like, shopping area, if that makes sense. Like you'd see on a cruise ship, for example, if that's another frame of reference.
Okay, Benson.
Can you? Is there anybody in the jewelry store? You signal or something?
Emmerich starts running for the lobby downstairs.
Okay. Emmerich's running for the lobby,
and he did that as soon as Montrose said his most recent prayer.
Okay, Emmerich. I know where you're going, so let's say you're there. You're outside the Mart's Fine Jewelers.
Okay.
Emmerich, can you shine a light through the windows or something? Like anything that Benson would be able to see from outside?
Ah, yes. I think I can. Do you think I should?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course. And, okay. All right. Orient me a little bit, Juice, because I got an idea.
You're outside the jewelry store. The jewelry store is closed.
I'm at.
The lights are all shut off. Do you want to see what you see? Hold on. I'll show you what
you
see.
Yeah, let me see.
Fucking cool. If you like cool shit. I was so excited to find this image.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay.
So just to describe for you, it's a black and white tiled floor. There are it's all black painted wood, and there are glass display cases. There's one central case, and then there's a door to the back area. Can you see that between the where the glass cases are? There's an area to the back, and then there's the glass cases there.
It looks like the jewelry is lying in state for an extended period of mourning.
Yes, that is a great vibe. Absolutely. But that's what you see. Emmerich, you don't see the lights on, obviously, but it's pitch black in there. But there's also – there's not an exterior window in this image, but there's an exterior window that Benson could see through.
So this is a store in the interior of the hotel.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so Emmerich is standing outside of it, but he's inside the building – looking into
exactly
the jewelry store.
You understand exactly. Yes, that's it.
Is there a window or anything else that I want him to use the ghost projector to just create something as a visual cue to Montrose, but I'm trying to figure out where exactly to do that. You know what I mean?
You have a direct line of sight to Benson from where you are at. You if there wasn't like a gate there or and stuff like that. There's like a metal divider, right? So you can see into it. Like a metal cage like
shutter.
The mall shutter, thank you. And then there's an exterior window you are like 6 feet from. And on the other side of that window down at the street level is Benson.
Okay. So Emmerich is going to project just a very rudimentary hand in hard light.
Okay.
pointing back at the jewelry store from outside.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Just
yes.
A great big blink, 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 thumb up.
Okay. Now,
finger
here's
in.
Here's what I would say, though. Okay. You could create a hard line projection, but I don't know how you would manifest it in an area you can't get to because it's based around having a prism. So you couldn't.
You said I was line of sight, though, right? With Benson?
You have line of sight to Benson. Yeah, but you also have to physically get the prism to. It doesn't teleport or float. It's hard light. So, like, you could make something, but it has to be you have to put it there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, like, create it out of nowhere. You would have to get the prism outside.
Oh, okay.
Just stop overthinking. Just do it. Just simple. Simple.
All right. So, I assume he with relative ease, can get outside?
Who?
Emmerich.
Sure, yeah. It's going to take too long though. You heard Funny Man say that through the thing. You know that you have a very small amount of time.
Emmerich just turns on his flashlight from outside the jewelry store and beams it right through. So there's a beam of light, and he's moving it all around, hoping that that Benson is smart enough to not think it's, you know, a poltergeist.
Several things happen at once. Benson
see. Hey, there's like I see a light in one. Is that the jewelry store?
Yes.
Wait, Beef said that?
I don't know.
Why would Beef?
I don't know.
Wait. Actually, Trav, you would see. So let's say yes, you could see from your from where you're at. The public level is very open. Sure, you saw that.
Sometimes it's hard for me to correctly gauge how long it's been since someone has said something. So the time between you asking and me saying yes felt like forever, waiting for someone else to speak first.
I understand.
And I have no idea how long it actually was.
Yeah, that's right below the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So the Lord says we're good to go on this one. Are we sure we want to let Funny Man take point on this?
He's already in. Okay. In fact, Funny Man seems to have got himself stuck.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, Funny Man.
I say, oh, Jesus Christ.
Ow. Ow, 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 ow. Well, God, this hurts.
Well, that's, yeah.
Guys, this isn't for the thing. This hurts. Ow, help. Somebody, come on.
I'll lean into the hole and try and help him out. Try and pop.
Ow, you're hurting my leg. Ow. Well. He seems to be giving a little bit, but he's really saying it hurts. I'm stuck on a pipe.
Okay. Well, I try to get in there to get him loose. I don't know. I want a free Funny Man.
While this is happening, because I can hear this through the headset.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make my way over to the DJ and surreptitiously turn up the music, like trip,
ooh,
and turn up the music.
Oh, okay, that's fun. Let's do that real quick. So your hope is to try to turn up the music. How are you getting rid of the DJ?
I'm going up to ask for to request a song.
Okay.
And I'm going to fake a trip and push up the sliders, up the volume slider. Do you have Who Let the Dogs Out 2, the sequel that finally answers the eternal, whoa!
All right, Trav, let's call this finesse.
Yeah.
Who Let the Dogs Out 2 is the Rosetta Stone. It answers the eternal question of Who Let the Dogs Out, and the song is 6 seconds long, and it's just like, Michael! And it's Michael who let the dogs out.
But it was number one on the charts for 2.5 years.
We love it.
All right, Trav, do a finesse roll. Again, a similar situation for you. I think the stakes remain. If this goes badly, then you will raise your profile here and make things harder for yourself.
So is it controlled? Because I could try again, or there's like risky?
Well, I mean, it's risky. One trip, but if you trip twice, that'd be pretty weird.
That's a 4. Mixed success.
Okay. You do, so you trip, you crank up the volume,
and it gets extremely loud, and you just hear like, a nightingale sang in Berkeley. It's blare. It's so loud. But the DJ's like, what the hell? And it is rushing over to help you. But it has worked for the moment. Yeah.
When I hear that, I know now's my time to try and, you know, kick a pipe loose or do something to.
So you get, what are you, just giving him like the hardest shove you can?
Yeah. I don't care about his well-being. I just want him to shut up. And so. I'm just trying to yank him out of the pipe.
Okay, great. But you know what? I'm not gonna make you roll for this. Just Trav solved the problem for you. So you give him a hard shove and Funny Man falls in and so he's shoving him so hard. Actually I am gonna make you roll for it, Griffin. Right,
I was gonna say this. Okay, so my goal is to get Funny Man out in a way that doesn't hurt him and make him louder than the music.
And normally I would tell you the risks involved, but you've outlined them perfectly.
Yeah, okay. Finesse?
I mean, it's a what do you guys think? I mean,
I'm trying to use some.
It depends on how you're trying to do it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
Okay, you're trying to finesse him through. That's fine. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Risky standard.
Oh, fuck. That's a 1 and a 3.
1 and a 3.
God, rip Funny Man.
Okay. 3's a failure, right?
Yeah, bud.
Okay. Here's what happens. You manage to shove Funny Man down through the hole, but you shove with such force that Funny Man not only goes unstuck, but falls through the ceiling into Mart's Fine Jewelers.
God damn it.
You don't see what happened to Funny Man, but it sounded bad. Luckily, no one has heard it, right? Because of this, the Travis's cover. But that is the situation.
Well, I guess the floor's not trapped. That's the good news. Let's go. And I climb down the hole.
Okay. Vogel, Tonio, and Jacques Rouge follow you.
Okay.
And it is dark in here. Really, really dark. You see in the middle of this, in that sort of island, there's like a large glass case. But you can tell this is where the Steelswell Diamond would be. It is not right now. You see in the one area that does not have a display case, you see a metal gate. And behind the metal gate, you see a safe door that has a keyhole in the center.
Is there any other means of opening it, or is it just the lock? There's no dial. There's no.
It's just.
It would be insane if there was anything else. Yeah. Okay.
No. This may seem insurmountable. Oh, first, let's check on Funny Man.
Sorry about that, buddy. I guess I don't know my own strength.
He is unconscious.
Oh, okay. That's not great.
Could be worse. There's definitely a state worse than that.
Well, looks like we don't have to draw straws to see who the Pouncy's going to be, right? It's Funny Man. He's going to go away for a long time.
And just like that, I'm down to 2 voices. Fantastic.
I pull out my small katana. Should I finish him so he doesn't, you know, turn, state's witness? I can't make this decision, Jacques. You need to make it for me. Am I going to snuff out this life?
I do not think this is necessary at this moment.
Okay.
Leave him here. Let him take the fall.
You say the word, I will be your Dark Avenger.
He's just a dog chasing cars.
You would kill this man? You would kill this funny man? With just a word from me?
If it means that nothing bad happens to me, of course, I'm a dirty dude.
All right.
I wink at him.
You have shown me your loyalty, and I shall not forget this. Thank you. I'm going to walk in and go get the diamond now.
So you see Jacques Rouge take a step. This black and white tile.
Yeah.
This is the sales area. You are in more of a lobby that is like, not lobby is sort of overstating it, but there is a sitting area
Probably where the like actual purchasing would go. You know, this isn't like the fancy part. This is like the let's sit down here and I'll swipe your credit card or what have you area.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have credit cards yet, but you know, you get the idea.
Your magic band.
Bill of sale, whatever. But he is about to walk into the sales area.
Where
the
Can we say is. A quick prayer first? It's been going great for, I know that you have your reservations, but.
I want to contradict you, but it has been going extremely well.
Yeah. Okay, so just real quick, dear Lord, we're about to go a little bit deeper into this jewelry store that is closed. Someone fell through the ceiling and smashed into the ground. No alarms went off, which makes me feel maybe a false sense of security. And I would love to know if we are going to be walking right into the mouth of the lion, which I think is a biblical reference.
Let's flashback, Trav.
Yes, yes.
To you going through this building. You obviously would have, when you were doing your fake, what was it, what was your cover?
The fake sweep that I was looking for any holes in their security that they hadn't thought about yet.
Okay, extremely good. Trav, do you want to use the information that you gathered previously?
Yes, I do. I was about to prompt that. So I think, especially as I came into the, I'm going to flashback to that, like going in and doing the sweep, looking for like the weaknesses and stuff, because I think because they just did the renovations and a lot of that was like upping security here,
correct.
Right?
Right.
And so I think that it would have made complete sense for that to be like the major focus. And I did good on the roll. I got a 6 if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So it was great.
I think like the first I'm talking with whoever the security
Let's
guy is.
Let's do a quick scene. Let's do a quick scene. Yeah. So as you can see, sir, we've got things pretty well locked up here at Mart's Fine Jewelers. It's pretty much the safest store in all of Gutter City, I should think. And with a beautiful stone like the Steel's Well Diamond, can't be too careful.
Yeah, but it just sits there in the middle of the room. Isn't that a concern?
Oh, well, it does during the day when we're got all the staff, but at night, things get much more difficult.
It, like, it's locked behind a door or something?
Oh, not just that. Let me show you. So what this helpful man at Mart's Fine Jewelers shows you is that the diamond is stored in the vault. The vault is sealed. And you cannot enter the vault, obviously, without a key. And he says, and then look at this. And then he flips a switch, and there is a layer of light being projected across the floor. Mm. Not beams, like waves of light that are there that could be triggered. If anyone steps onto the floor, even for a moment, this place will go up. Lights, sirens, the whole thing. It's quite a thing. And the vault itself, oh, forget about it. No one could get in here. Without some sort of direct assault on this lock, and who could get to it? Without some sort of direct assault on this lock, this thing is absolutely impenetrable.
So I assume that this is all powered off-site or locally. You always have to be careful with stuff
Here's
like that.
Here's the best part. I mean, this is Gutter City. It's all mechanical. And then he shows you this panel. And over here, on the wall in the room that they are in, there is a gray box, Trav. And this is a state-of-the-art alarm system, completely vibration-proof. You can touch, jostle, nudge, even the slightest bump. And this thing will, again, go off like wild. And it's complete. There's no electricity involved. Completely mechanical.
I have an idea.
Yeah. All this information has been passed on.
Yeah, of course. Yes. I say, wait. Wait just a second before you do that. This is going to call for a real, real heavy prayer. Real big ups to the big man. So if we could all just sort of get down. Everybody just sort of take a knee. We'll put our arms around each other's shoulders, do a quick huddle, eyes closed. And I'm going to ask for some real divine intervention on this one, okay?
For them to cede that kind of control to you,
yeah.
You're going to need to sway them.
Yes. I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
Because I really need this to work. So I'm going to take a couple of steps on that one. Roll sway. What position am I in here?
Oh, my friend. I'm going to call it risky and standard. You're just convincing people, but you do need to do it.
Okay. I'll take a bonus dice. Can I take another bonus dice for the flashback? Acting on that information.
Is that a thing?
I mean, when you take a flashback, typically, doesn't it give you a bonus dice?
Yeah, that's true. You are acting on the information. Yes, take a bonus dice. I don't know how. Yes, yes. Okay, yes. The knowledge that you have is making you more confident.
Yeah.
Which is making the sway easier.
Okay. Yes, 6, 2, 4, 6.
Six.
Wow.
So that's a critical.
That's a critical.
Oh, yes. Fuck yes.
Okay. Griffin, with a crit, they are. With a crit?
Yeah.
You're calling the shots.
Okay. All right. So you three.
You've converted them to Christianity.
Yeah. Great.
There is something about you. I would trust you to the ends of the earth.
Right. Great. That's awesome. And heaven, I hope. So let's just, if you all, tell you what, do a quick huddle over the body of Funny Man. Eyes closed so tight or the prayer won't reach his ears. And once I notice that they are all in that position, I'm going to discreetly open the door for Emmerich to sneak in here and disarm the alarm box, because I sure as shit can't do that shit myself.
Griffin, they're all kneeling down, and you go over to the gate and you pull on it to open it up for Emmerich, but you find that, shockingly, the gate is locked.
Okay. Is there a visible lock on it?
Yeah, it's a padlock at the bottom.
Okay. I pull out my lockpick kit. Oh, Lord. I know you can hear me. I know you can hear us. And I know that crime is not your favorite. But, and as I cough, I try to unlock the padlock with my burglary gear, which is
all right, give it a whirl.
Okay. Finesse? What position am I in here?
Oh, it's desperate.
Yeah, good.
Am I on the other side of this gate?
You are.
Would it be, is it something I could help him with by trying to work on the other side of the lock at the same time?
Oh, this is a good point. A lock is tinker, right? That ain't finesse.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Tinker.
Well, then how about I assist you?
And the lock would be on Emmerich's side. Wouldn't make any sense to lock it inside the gate.
True.
The lock would be on Emmerich's side.
Then how about if Emmerich unlocks it or tries to unlock it?
Go for it.
Okay.
I'll say this is Emmerich's tinker role. Montrose, if you could figure out a way to make it easier on him to pick this lock, you could.
Yeah, I mean, I can sort of lift the padlock up and adjust it, like flip it up so that it's facing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So take a bonus dice on your tinker roll here.
Okay, risky?
Or yeah, it's risky for Dad, I think. I think it's risky for Dad because he probably has one shot at this before people start to get a little very suspicious.
Standard, though, I would say, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
And how many bonus die?
One from me. And that's it, I think.
Okay.
Please.
And I have two in Tinker, so I'll be rolling three, correct?
Yeah. And if you could get a six on one of those, that'd be dope.
Okay.
That's
how about fives?
Five, five, five.
Five across.
Fives across the board.
Five, five, five. Mixed success. With a mixed success, you open the padlock and remove it. But the gate is still stuck slightly, and it's going to need a little bit of a lift to get it open, which might create some noise.
Okay, I got you. All right, so this is the part of the prayer that we reach where we all speak in tongues. So everybody just kind of, it's just like jazz, like language jazz. So,
okay.
Yep.
Everybody
In the chaos, I lift the door.
You see Tonio nodding his head.
Yeah, sure. I got you.
You gonna open it?
Yeah, while it's loud.
Okay. How much you gonna open it?
Approximately one Emmerich height.
Okay.
When he's on his tummy.
Okay.
One Emmerich's worth.
Yeah.
All right, Emmerich, you're looking at... All right, Emmerich.
I hold up a single finger as I'm like, shabalapapap, skrapapapap. Hold a finger up to my mouth as if to say, like, you don't speak in tongues.
And Emmerich, you are now, you want to just crawl underneath there, Emmerich? Roll underneath?
Yeah.
Okay. You're inside.
I return to the circle, arms on shoulders, and I'm still like, keep going. It's working. Shop up, up, up.
They're in your thrall. But great. Now it's up to you, Emmerich. Emmerich, you heard and you know what this panel is.
Right.
You could also, it's dark, but if you wanted to look around the room, you definitely see there's like a couch in here. There's a desk with a couple of chairs. There's potted plants, fire extinguisher. There's a light fixtures above you, but that is all that is available. So a water cooler, and that's all that's available to you.
Now, Beef has shared knowledge from the flashback, correct. Right?
Yeah.
So I know about this system.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I have to waste an action on it, since now that I have Ghost Mind, I am always aware of hard light in my presence.
This is
Do
not
I sense any hard light?
There's no hard light in this room at all.
It's all mechanical.
All mechanical.
Okay.
Now, Griffin, I will say, the fact that he said it's all mechanical does not necessarily preclude the presence of hard light.
Sure, fair.
But because that's part of show, right?
Right.
But okay.
So there's this curtain of light, correct? Beaming down, that is the security device?
There is a gray alarm box that is...
Dad, think invisible light on the floor. Like,
okay. Like a functionally, laser grid, but instead of lines, it's waves.
Yeah. But you can't... Well, I don't even know if you could... Yeah, you could probably see them if you knew how to look. You certainly would know how to look. But and then there's this alarm box that you know if you nudge, move, open... Any of it, it goes off.
I have an idea, but I want to run it by you guys first. Is that all right?
I mean, by me? Sure.
By everybody.
Okay.
To use the prisms that he has to affect the light beams, basically like creating an opening.
Oh.
Like diffract the light
Dad. That's a great idea.
Use them to interrupt the light beams.
That's a great idea. They can shift light around them. Why wouldn't they be able to affect the light in the room? Oh, that's genius. I love it. Okay. So Emmerich, I know what you're trying to do. Let's go ahead and have a roll. And what I'd like you to do is do I guess we'd call this tinker. Right? Or finesse? Maybe finesse.
I mean, it might be a tune, right? If he's doing hard light stuff.
Yeah, I think if he's doing this with the prisms, that feels like a tune to me. Well, no, because a tune is like convincing.
No, channel electroplasmic energy is one of the descriptions.
Oh, then yeah.
Of a tune? Yeah. Okay, Dad, this is a tune.
All right. And I'm going to push it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Please.
Push it real good.
You can only push once, right?
Yeah.
So add a stress.
Oh, to have enough free stress to be able to ask that question. It must be nice.
Yeah. Okay, so a tune. Risky. Desperate.
I'm going to say desperate, because if this doesn't work,
desperate, yeah.
It's bad.
Okay. Standard.
Great, right? I mean, it's like a pretty big yeah. play.
You take one bonus for your push.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
3, 2, 1.
Shit. Fuck.
3, 2, and 1.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
Is 3 mixed success?
No, sir. Here's what I'll say, Dad. With a 3, you sit down and you flick your prism out in an attempt to do this, this like interrupting the waves. What actually happens when you, rather than disabling it, what you instead do is raise the waves. So they're now, hovering about 5 feet off the ground. So rather than a thin layer of alarm light at the bottom, there is now a wall of it between our heroes and the gate, which the vault is behind.
I look at you, angry, eyes open. Sup-a-pa-pow!
Sup-a-pa-pow?
I'm looking at Emmerich. I'm also trying to think. Ba-ba-ba-ba, it didn't work. Scabadado, need some help.
Get it on up, and sure, I try it again. Get it up.
Don't get scared. Sometimes the Lord speaks back in tongues in the room. I'm trying to leave a door open here. I don't know if there's anything Beef can do, but.
I'm going to flashback real quick.
Okay.
To back when I was talking to that guy in the room about the security stuff.
And here's the best part about it. If someone tries to mess with the projection somehow with technology, it will raise the laser wave.
Yeah.
So it'll be 5 feet off the ground, making entry utterly impossible.
I'll make sure to remember that. I definitely won't forget that part. Now, let me ask you, when it goes off, where does the sound and the alarms and such emanate from? Is that localized to here, or is it throughout the building?
From this alarm panel here. Oh, it's a loud one, too. I won't even turn it on. It would hurt your ears.
So, but if we found some way to contain the alarm pan, well, what if, how loud would you say it is, scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's a humdinger. Is 11 an option? I don't want to go outside the bounds, but it is. Woo-hoo!
Okay. Flashback to present.
Okay.
Okay. Plan B, Emmerich, you're going to need to contain that alarm panel.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking hard light Bugs Bunny here, bud. Some kind of metal, I don't know, ball around it or something. Can you do that?
I'll. Certainly.
So what do you want to make, Emmerich? What do you explain it to me, Green Lantern style? What are you trying to make?
I think Emmerich is going to make a duplicate but slightly larger version of the box and just put it right over the box.
Okay. Give me
but soundproofed, but it has a bunch of foam in it.
Yeah, it's got all those crenellations and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, a soundproof. Okay.
It's got baffling.
Okay. Let's have another attune. But I will tell you, if this one goes bad, it's going to go bad.
Then we're going to play in
the scene. Well, I'm going
to
push it again.
I was trying to be nice with the last one because I didn't want to blow up the entire stealth operation, but...
Yeah. Okay. I'm pushing it.
And Beef, I'm going to say, since it was your idea, do you want... I will give you the opportunity to assist since you cooked it up. If you can handle the stress.
Oh, yeah. It's up to you. Yeah. No, I'm stress-free currently.
Okay. So. Great.
I will
take a bonus die from two bonus die, one from you pushing and one from Beef helping.
And Justin, don't forget your devil's bargain option.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
6-1, 6-1.
That's a critical and in a different universe, an absolute failure.
Yeah,
a critical failure. Okay, Beef, you were so frustrated about the last thing working because it was such a good idea, but you fucked it up, and you're really frustrated about it.
Emmerich. Well, Beef did also forget to tell us about the whole
my bad.
Waves will increase to 5 feet thing.
Emmerich, you create an incredible approximation of this alarm panel over the other alarm panel that is completely soundproof.
Skiddy-da-bop-o, mission accomplished.
Get out, get out, behind you.
Exit stage right.
Okay, Emmerich's out.
I shut the gate behind him.
Okay.
And Dad, don't forget to admit, I assume you've got stuff for being desperate and
Mark II tune experience. Yeah. Okay. And good. All right, amen. The end. All right. We're looking good. Eyes up, folks. Just check. Did the prayer heal our friend Funny Man? Nope. He is still out. Okay. We should be good to go. Got the Lord on our side now. Let's get that gem.
What? But the... So I can walk in now?
Yep. Go for it.
Okay.
So you four walk in.
Actually, as he walks in, I would like to hang back.
Okay.
I want to check Funny Man's person to see, because the way he spoke made me think that he is on the payroll here. He is an employee of the...
I can't believe that you did this.
Dentonic Corporation.
I can't believe you're checking him.
So I would love to check him, please.
You find one thing on Funny Man.
Yeah.
It's a long gun.
Whoa.
It's a pistol with like a foot-long barrel.
Okay.
That's the one thing you find on Funny Man.
All right, I'm going to take that
I'm so mad.
I'm going to
okay,
take
go
that
ahead.
From him.
I can't believe that you did that.
I'll take that from him, and I'll put it in my stuff. That is actually my last load. So no more tricks.
Does that
me.
Count towards your load if you add it?
It's a great question, Trav, that I don't actually know. What makes sense to me is if you got something that would bump you up into a higher, you know what I mean? Like, I think you could count that as part. Okay, how about this? I think this makes sense. If you haven't filled up your light.
This fills my light.
This will fill your light. Yeah. I think if you were at light and you found something you wanted to take, it would just push you to normal.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Fine.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
This is fine.
Cool. I take that from him and then I follow into the room with him.
This is the last obstacle keeping us from the diamond. There is a gate. We have to somehow get through the lock. Does anyone have a long key? I did not think about this.
I have this lockpick. I took some online classes before.
6 feet away.
Oh. I have this very long gun. I pull out the pistol with the long barrel.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I don't know why I brought so many weapons, now that I'm thinking about it.
This is terrifying. What will you do with this giant gun? We are gentlemen thieves. We did not go around with giant guns. Was this Funny Man's?
No. I etched his name on it as a tribute.
Can I say something? This is beautiful. What you've done here for a friend. I will not forget your loyalty to Funny Man.
But knowing Funny Man... I'm betting that this is one of those trick guns. And when you pull the trigger, a little flag comes out of it that says bang. And maybe I can use that and tape the lockpick to the end of the flag. And then I can do that.
All right, Griffin. You have a gun. A big gun.
Yeah.
There's a gate. There is a lock.
Yeah.
Tell me what you are doing.
First... Oh, Jesus, God. No, I'm just going to... Can I get my hand through the gate?
No.
I mean, we got to get this fucking gate out of the way, right?
Mm.
Is there a lock on the gate? Is it the same as the shutter at the front door?
The gate, as near as you can tell, is there. You see no mechanism.
For opening it. Okay. Have we walked into the hard light waves? Am I to assume that the alarm...
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
You don't hear anything, by the way. You walked in the hard light waves, you see nothing.
Okay. If I can't get through this gate, I don't know if I'll be able to shoot through it, right?
You can't reach your hand through it. The spaces between are maybe like 1 inch. Hey, don't interrupt the flow, bud. You have this big gun.
Okay.
Don't go getting smart on me now. I just need to know which way is the gun pointing when you pull the trigger.
Towards the gate. And I'm going to get everybody to...
By the way, you could get the barrel of the gun into the gate.
Okay.
That would fit. It just won't fit your hand.
Okay, well then I'm going to stick the barrel of the gun through the gate and aim it at toward the lock.
And then what do?
And then I look at everyone and I say, can you all maybe go hide behind that center display case?
They do. They are following your instructions.
Okay.
Did you mean me as well?
You're back outside.
You're out. You're gone. You're not in the room anymore.
I know, but I'm on the earpiece. Okay.
No, Lord. And then I fucking aim at the lock and kind of like wince as hard as I can wince and pull the trigger.
And that's where we'll stop.
Oh.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.